clear like it is in UAE. We're very thankful for that. We look for a clear title of land, which is a freehold land, where we know we can't get stuck on it in the future. And we look at inherent demand. Demand not just from tourists or people who visit, but also from people who live here and who believe in this place. So for us, all these three criteria were being met. And this is a perspective from a family office, which is 74 years old, coming into the country just about a year and a half ago. And we've seen that with the system that is so transparent and so supportive, that we've been able to break ground for two of our projects. What could be done better for us in those 3 points that you mentioned in the beginning could be the government looking at new developers who come in here, be a construction company, a new development, and it's important that you know the laws that we made after 2008 to support in any way the end user investor through RERA. We're saying that 25-30% of the construction amount that you need to put into the RERA becomes a bottleneck sometimes for us. We need to know, okay, we still need to protect the interest. We have a huge legacy and huge track record of delivering, but delivery is important. Why is it that we have to show that the delivery has happened here locally, when we have done it in 7 different countries across the world? So for me, if the government could look at that, we have to wait 2,000 developers in the market. There were about 200 in 2008. They got wiped out, 90% of them. The crisis came and only 20 remain. Today, there are again 2,000 developers in the market registered. And we need to see that whoever is thinking of long-term success growth story here in Dubai and UAE, I think they should be, somewhere they should be supported by small ideas like this would say, okay, the banking financing system isn't helping. I can't raise debt. We'll raise any debt from the banks because I haven't delivered here. I have to go for private credit. Private equity takes a long time. But the government must look at those developers who have serious intent to make cities here, to make this place more progressive as the government is here.
Thank you.
I
have the banker's name
signed. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a privilege to be here. As an institution, Deutsche Bank has dealt with families and family offices for multiple generations. Many of our clients in Europe are fifth, sixth generation. And so we have this incredible vantage point of being able to talk to families in a very intimate fashion, not only with new money, but also money that's been there for multiple generations. And I think the one very important point that we have found working with them is something that Sunishal Kano also alluded to, which is creating partnerships, creating safe spaces for families to interact with each other. Ultimately, all of the parameters, the regulations, the business intelligence is on one side. The actual on-the-ground experience is something else. And so we find that we are very efficient in being aggregators of family dialogue. We find that we are very efficient in being able to locate aggregations of families. So for example, if you look at countries like Italy or Germany or Spain, a very significant part of the GDP of those countries is based on family-owned businesses. And ultimately, family offices derive wealth from the success of the underlying businesses. So if you can address the aggregators and bring them together in large groups and create those safe spaces, then I think that is clearly a way for very productive dialogue. And I respect the fact that the UAE and the IFC have done such a fantastic job in terms of bringing family offices together, and I truly genuinely believe that this is just the beginning of the journey. Because once you've established the family offices, then there is a whole ecosystem that comes as a result of that being there. Whether you bring in senior professionals or in some cases the owners themselves come. And you then start capitalizing on the topic that I raised this morning, which is I think that the UAE has an incredibly important role to play as the middle of a very important corridor. The corridor that exists and that is opening up between Europe, Africa and Asia. Technology, the history, the skills that you can get in European companies the company that lives in and wants to be deployed from here, and the scalability of businesses across Asia and Africa. That is, for me, absolutely the future. But I think it's very important for those partnerships to be formed under the safe space and the regulatory umbrellas. And people like us, we are aggregators. We bring that trusted dialogue to people. And the more we are able to do that, the more positive impact we can all have to have.
Family to family connect, creating space, safe spaces, bringing the element of reality and sanity. These are the different perspectives I'm getting. It. Anybody wants to add before I ask some of this? Yes, please, Anna. Hello?
Yeah. First of all, I believe we always talk about family business, we talk about investment. But especially in my role as a CFO, my investment as a family business, as a discipline and governance, and as a part of succession plan. So as we talk from a snappy perspective, we will empower, we will create governance. But how we continue that one? So when we talk about family business, we talk about this, we talk about what will be the governance, how we can ensure the family business, the family member, our discipline, how we can do succession plan, because I think we need to make it work. Then all this will lead to continuity. So when we talk about family business, we have to talk about family business. And here, when we, especially we have government, for example, and I believe I have a good communication with a lot of people here in Italy. And here it's a language for all nationalities and all religions. So I believe the main role for government here, maybe to find a clear direction for all kind of business, I need to understand different religions, different culture, different background of each one. And which I believe recently we understand this culture, how we can manage it, what will be the next, and how they will put right point lines to the true continuity of the government. And if probably, if we make our house in order, we can go to bank, we can talk to other family business and get cheap, look good, take it for the longer term. But we noticed recently being some failure in family business.
Absolutely. Actually, we as a group of Market Master Group, we have been here in UAE for more than 8 years. We established our whole company and our family office here. Well, thank you for the facilities. What I want to talk about after our family have been in the business for 88 years, and I'm the third generation. Actually, I believe that the family businesses should be the ecosystem builder in any field they are specialized in. I mean by that definitely these families, they have a know-how and they have the connections, and they know how to build a real business around a certain sector or different sectors. So they have a big role to play among the youth, among entrepreneurs, thinking about the venture capital, which is very important. And UAE have been supporting a lot of startups. Even some of our portfolio, we have more than 100 startups in our portfolio, have great success here. But still, on behalf of the family businesses, they have to have their own corporate venture, beside the private equity, the balance between both, between the private equity for certain activities and for certain companies is very important in their profile, and having their own corporate venture, which is very important for following up with the technology and the startup ecosystem, is very important to build this conglomerate ecosystem and to be an ecosystem builder by making partnership with other family with offices in different countries. When you have established this in the region, not only in your country but in the whole region, and having UAE as the base to connect these families with this conglomerate ecosystem, they can definitely apply this in different countries and be updated almost with the latest technology and the infrastructure through the private equity.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir, please.
Thank you very much. I will address the audience the 2 points, if you allow me. First, the success of the family businesses, the industries, and I will address the pipeline later on, is not coincident. It's the result of hard work And for us here to have His Excellency the Minister and His Excellency the Under Secretary joining us for such an open discussion, which doesn't happen every day and doesn't happen everywhere. So we need to give them the credit and we need to give them the appreciation they deserve. They are here to listen to us, and I will address one of the points from Mr. Fahad, if you allow me. Earlier when he said that you are trying to put the ecosystem and the platform and the regulations. My point and my comment, you have done a great job. And this is why all of us are here. This is why people from around the world are here. And this is something you should be thanked for. And I'm sure you are proud of, like you are all proud of what you are doing. Now, just to address or to highlight a little bit about the family business, the legacy, maybe if I may say, and the partner. Now, that has evolved. We have learned from Dubai. The reason why I started by addressing the achievement, the great achievements of Dubai, we have learned from Dubai. We have been very active. The government of UAE in general has been very active, very dynamic, not only at the regional level, but at the global level. That's why you attracted very successfully people, family offices, investments, and different industries from around the world to come and establish or move to the UAE. That's a result of hard work done by Your Excellencies and the entire government and the vision of the leaders of this country. Back to an example of the pipelines, which addressing your earlier question, I will say today, as a family office, we have diversified. As I said, we have learned from UAE, from their vision and from their achievements. So we learn either we evolve and we innovate, or we are not going to survive. What they have created in UAE, they have created a platform. They have created the ecosystem, but they have created the competition, which is very important for everybody is welcome here to come and compete. To compete, you must innovate. And unless and until you innovate, you will not survive. So that's the bad side of it. But I'm happy today to share a few things, if you allow me. Today, I'm very happy to have one of my colleagues from Japan. Mr. Sensei is joining us from all the way from Japan, and the reason why I'm mentioning it is one of our projects which is coming all the way from Japan, from Europe to UAE, which he will be addressing in his speech tomorrow. But the reason I'm highlighting it because they are building the second heavyweight spaceport in the world in the UAE, and this is why they are here, and this will be a second of its kind at the global level. And obviously, it's the largest in the region by far. Having UAE attracting such industries from all over the world here is an achievement, which the credit goes to the great work done by the ministry and by the government. Another thing we are doing and we are working on, we are creating aviation fund. And the fund is focusing on creating MRO for global industries out of UAE, and that is addressing the MRO, people involved with the aviation, they know what's MRO. MRO is the maintenance and repair operations for the aircrafts and the airlines, which will be serving all the airlines, not only in the region, but at the global level. And this company, we are doing it in joint venture with one of the very well-known and well-established companies from Ireland. Ireland, they have good industry background and knowledge, and this is why we are not working with them. But they have chosen, and obviously we are on their side as well, to come to the UAE for that. And this is another pipeline, which is innovation or innovation, and not traditional legacy type of family businesses that many people are expecting. And again, the truth goes to the vision of UAE, because they have taught us that unless and until we innovate, and they have created the opportunity for us. If they did not create the platform, we would not be able in a position to look and even consider such innovations. The third and the last one, we have created another fund, which is focusing on AI sovereign infrastructure. Now, everybody is talking about AI, but the sovereignty of the AI, which we are using, we are all using from around the world, they are under somebody else's control, which we have noticed and we realized it's very important for the GCC governments and sovereign funds to consider creating a local or regional sovereign infrastructure for the AI to have better control for obvious reasons. And this is one of our major investments. And we are bringing world leaders in the AI along with us, because obviously we are not able to do everything by ourselves, but we learn that we bring on board the right expertise from around the world, but everybody is coming to this platform that you have created in UAE to establish, and obviously we are leveraging at the end of the day of the great work done by your excellencies and by the great country here, and thank you very much for this.
I look at this a little bit different. I've come from the entrepreneur side of the world while working with different parts of family office, private equity, so forth and so on. And what I look at it is, we got to start talking about the entrepreneurs in these local markets, because you're investing in people. At the end of the day, we're really investing in people, and that is your local intelligence. And what I think is being, what family office money and the process can do for entrepreneurs is patient money. I think what happens is right now everything's in such a rush to get a return that we're cutting off the growth and the opportunity before it ever even gets started. So the infrastructure that's been built here, kudos to you, and I agree with the sentiment. You can become the bridge to bring the capital to these markets and to these entrepreneurs in a way that has not been done. And I'm seeing that happen already, but that is the gasoline and the fire for growth that other people are not seeing right now. And I'm not sure why they're not seeing it, but they're not seeing it. And your leadership in taking those roles is really going to open up markets faster than anybody else understands, because that local entrepreneur actually knows what is needed in those local markets. And that intelligence is priceless. So I look at it from that perspective, and I look at what I'm seeing here and what I've been able to walk around in these rooms and see, is that willingness and openness to be an investor in that structure, that is extreme amount of work. And that's what gets me excited listening to this room.
Steve, yeah, just 60 startups you invested, no, but for entrepreneurship ecosystem. So for entrepreneurship ecosystem, I think family offices can quickly bet on the deep tech space, which is a long horizon, 10 to 15 years. Yes, exactly.
Just for the audience point of view, I'd like to highlight one thing. Between the family businesses and family offices, we talk about family businesses where the wealth accumulation is happening, and there's a lot of different events around the world for that. When it comes to family offices, the transition. What happens to the wealth? The wealth is reserved in family offices by investment. This is a smaller operation, but more for preserving the accumulated wealth for the future generations to come. This is usually bit mixed very easily in certain places, but we are here with experts. But for the audience part, family office is what makes generations continues. We've seen many different stories with regard to family business that vanished because of it was not really kept in a right structure. So the structure of family offices is what makes the business preserved, or the wealth preserved, and then being invested in or venture into many different new businesses. This is where we are trying to push for family offices. And when I mentioned being a member in the Emirates Family Office Association, it's not for profit. I'll give you an example. We do have more than 200 family office members, offices membership for free. 70% of these family offices are from around the world. 30% are UAE based. So what you're trying to do is to make sure that, as Mr. Mishal had mentioned, families talk to each other, find new ways to do business and grow from there.
Yes, please. I wanted to address an area that really reaches up and speaks to family offices, long-term planning, which is agriculture. Today, we're not talking about traditional, but this is now becoming, again, the hot topic. Today, agriculture is facing, because of all the risks and uncertainties that happen to it, it's very challenging to convince private equity in agriculture. When you look at family offices, the long-term planning, look at appreciating assets, look at the futures, if you look at the futures of commodities and the prices, even this year, it's on the highest trend. As operators in the UAE, we started where the rest of the world is today 10 years ago. We started from one to the marshes on the climates. We adapted very quickly. That makes us very successful in the countries where we go to internationally, who are facing now the impacts of climate change and the changing weather patterns. But we do invite family offices to look into opportunities in the agriculture as well. Their diversification plan, as part of their long-term planning, as part of their appreciating assets. And we do, as Ben just mentioned here, we are a local operator that has international presence. We're not just only on, we're part of this ecosystem that was built in the UAE, that is proven successful, that can be a partner for these family offices when you go on that list and invest abroad in any of the marketplaces in Europe or Africa.
It's very critical and crucial that we go beyond the normal businesses. Our main challenge when it comes to very own businesses are two things. The tenants are always stick to the conventional sectors that they're comfortable at. And if they don't go beyond, that's absolutely fine. They're going to grow and grow and create a new market. That's a good one because they will start expanding with their market. And the other thing which we start seeing, the second or third generations, they totally shift the scope or the mandate of the businesses. And that's still a pure business model. Sometimes it's called down because it has a major change. The continuity of the businesses from the founders to the second and third generation are very critical. What we notice from the family businesses, not necessarily the offices or the organization which they're doing, the involvement of the second and third generation in the business itself. Not that they're not involved, we just sit, we bring up to the whole organization. Because there will be an opportunity, they come in new and third the first generation leaves. And that causes the whole collapse of the organization. Now we're traveling around and we see the best practices that we go to Africa, South America, the emerging economies around us. First lesson that we always take, the family offices and the businesses, regardless of which one we're talking about, they have to have the right partner, and the right partner that they're comfortable with. And they're always afraid of going towards new markets. Basically, the media is misleading, the international, with all my respect to the NGOs and think tanks, are misleading because they intentionally want to constrain and confine the investment in those markets. To certain businesses, there's no money, no interest comes to them. So I started doing the partner with the family offices. And those markets is very crucial because it's that intelligence which you don't have. The second one is don't do business directly with the government, because for a project which is the government is going to deal with, the default is going to happen. I've happened with so many times. When I got the government to do something, the first thing is that we'll stop all the payments for the projects. So doing the projects with the business or the family who is there, that will guarantee your payments, regardless of the fluctuations or state of non-stability in the balances. But you will ensure that there is a continuation of your getting your money back. Third one, which is as well very critical, we need job creation. With full job creation in those markets, the first thing that is going to be something about the new government is your business, because they don't see the value. But the minute that it's going to affect their social markets, they will be reluctant of doing and selling your own business. Fourth one, don't go home. And that's what I learned from my engagement in many countries. Going around, it's touristy. You go and de-risk your investments. You go much stronger and you stay there for longer and you will start that spine. Last one, which I think as well, we as governments were trying to do as well. Even with the big government companies or senior government companies, your administrative force as a family offices or family businesses, it's a weakness. And that is the main factor that you put to the table. No one is blaming that part. You abuse the cost of the implementation of any projects because of the administrative cost is a very less than us to the government or some government companies. So we really want to rely on many of people who take in some instruments outside, but the point is not courage to go on and explore the living economies, and please don't just post it by the media or the impact of the cost, because it's absolutely natural. There's so protection that you can't have access to from the government.
Thank you, His Excellency. Thank you. Yes, Mr.
Pierre. I just add to His Excellency's word, given that, you know, yes, the EU is relatively small, so if you really have the ambition to grow and overcome at least the UAE market, then you can expand. First of all, the platform that the UAE government has built for UAE-based companies, from experience, is exceptional. Whether it's the Minister of Foreign Trade with opening doors to the governments and paving the way for whether it's a family business or family offices, or it's ECI, which I got introduced to recently, which is the private insurance, which gives family businesses sort of a sense of security. It's a government entity that is protecting the interests of the UAE family business in. Whether it's in Africa or the provider GCC or Iraq or any of the countries that we operate. So for that, the platform that the UAE government has built is obviously an exception, and that's obviously very close to leadership and some of the excellencies. So for that, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaya. So if I have just sum up this entire conversation, I think one word which comes to my mind is collaborate. Go together. Now, we have half an hour left, and I just wanted to develop on the next step. Of course, I have a lot to develop, but now, how do we collaborate? How do we create these strategic partnerships? How do we work together? How do we create that one-to-one bond? Because we are dealing with someone which has 30, 50, 80 years of pride, 30, 50, 80 years of experience, maybe sometimes small ego also, maybe sometimes the depth also, but how do we connect, right? Because finally, I think we all have agreed that let's collaborate, let's work together, it's a safe space, but how? How do we work this together is something where I would like all of us to just hear thoughts. And at the same time, His Excellency said, and I always believe that keep government at distance, that's a safe space, while taking government's help, how do we collaborate? I mean, that's something I just want to ask on the panel of the new commission, sir. Please.
would like to say we have seen the paradigm shift happening in the recent years. There was a very famous claim that the first generation builds, the second generation preserves, and the third generation destroys. However, that mindset has shifted a lot. And I would like to congratulate the family offices present in this forum today. They have proved this model by Madam being the third generation and taking it forward. And all has happened because from the mindset has shifted from a preservation point of view to a growth-led corridor view. And for doing that, it's very crucial to understand that for families, family offices to upgrade wealth, we know the first fundamental is wealth has an expiry to it. And you cannot just preserve it. You have to, in order to grow, you have to deploy your capital. When we talk about that, deploying that capital, what His Excellency also focused on was that we need to focus to those sectors where capital can be deployed outside these markets as well. We see that these global gateways have already been oversaturated in the markets. And in order to understand how capital can be deployed to corridors where there is an exponential position to grow, we need to understand that the opportunity isn't in the obvious gateway cities anymore, but it's in the infrastructure triggered corridors that the international capital market wants. And adding to what Linwood said, that in order for that to happen, it's important that these family offices get in touch with local family businesses in those regions. And in that process, I think discussions like these will play a huge role, and Dubai can act as an aggregator to provide family offices as well as these family businesses a platform together to take things forward. But in order to take those things forward, the utmost crucial aspect is trust. And in order to bring that trust, I think Dubai can act as a platform which can do their due diligence in order to bring these two forums together, be it the family offices or a family business. So I think if we want to move towards the growth story together, one has to take an ownership where they must collectively come up to a platform. Bringing as an, I call it as in India, we use the term as a guarantor. So somewhere to bring a input as an aggregator, one has to become a place where they can deploy their trust. Only then things can move forward.
Thank you. Mind Goa, I think we are talking about leapfrogging and taking the position of I understand definitely. I mean, I think that's happening. How do we amplify that? So with this, now with the limited time at hand, I actually definitely would like us to answer the question of how do we go about it? How do we collaborate? How do we create that trust? How do we create that one-to-one connect?
I think the first information, maybe I'll go after you.
Alright? Maybe after you. Yeah, that's fine.
So I think the first and foremost important part to collaborate how is to align the core values of the family. What are the core values of that family? What do they stand for? Okay, it's important to understand. I've worked with family offices, billionaires all my life for 27 years now. And they're all quite different, where you have to massage the ego where you have to, but also there's a short-term versus long-term vision for those families. So that's the most important thing. Obviously, it has to be built on certain very strong governance rules and ideas that both sides agree to. But that how in that how the governance comes in, where you say, what is it that you're going to do, what's that I'm going to do, where are the checks going to be, what's it that ensures that we do everything as per what the government set out to be. But there is no deviation anywhere. But that comes up as how we start doing it. First and foremost, you got to know the owner and the next generation, could be second, third, fourth, any generation. What is it that they really stand for that farm? Like we were just, I think the panelists just mentioned that people, normally they start doing second, by second, third generation, you start doing some other business. What is not your goal? And they know that generation thinks that that's the most profitable at that point of time. So it's important that if I can't align with that, with my owners, I have to be sure to say no. That saying no is very, very critical as well. Not that everybody will become it.
Okay, but you're asking to control the Gen Z and Gen Alpha's mindset, right?
I work with a 40-year-old, fourth-generation gentleman with a chartered accountant from the UK.
Okay.
But he's very progressive and he's very long-term oriented. He's willing to patiently wait today in this market. We're a zero-debt company for 74 years. So there's a choice between scaling up by taking debt, go berserk and go very high,
yeah.
Right? Or it was being conservative, doing the right thing, doing the deliveries, and ensuring the end user, end customer doesn't care about it. That's what we promise.
It's a good one.
Again, coming from it from my standpoint, from an entrepreneur who's built businesses and sold six different businesses, the problem or the challenge we have coming into a room like this is knowing the rules of the game. Right, and if being clear on what the rules of the game are, you can get the right entrepreneurs to come into the room. So there's not a clarity on where to go. That's one. I think you saw some private equity firms doing EIRs, so they have entrepreneurs in residence. That type of system would also work really well here, right? Because then that gives you a chance to get to know that operator, learn from that operator, and then bring that deal flow in. I get a lot of people coming to me across markets trying to get to different markets. How do we bring that together? I don't have the answer to this. This is more of the question I have for this room. Those opportunities are sitting there, and I've watched them go by, and I'm saying there's an opportunity that's being released. It. How do we build a better ecosystem? I don't know. But I know from the entrepreneur side, we are looking to try to get to those opportunities, and we're looking for that bridge in. But I think it starts with clarity. I think it starts with the right partners, the right. I think people want to be value aligned, value based aligned. So if I know that this is what you believe in and I believe in that, even if this is over here, we can craft the deal that makes sense. I mean, that part, if I can get pushed down the line to the entrepreneurs and local markets, it would open up that conversation and the trust would be built from the beginning.
I want to share with you from our experience as Egyptians who decided to come here for our own holding company, our own family office, etc. How do we change? And for example, we noticed that family businesses, when they move from generation to the other, in the first or second, 50% adjust. Close the business, and then this 50, about third generation, will just 75% goes away. Why this is not a bit changing? Because there is a huge awareness of the importance of corporate governance. And there was a wave and a movement of awareness and programs that has been done by different companies and universities, etc., to explain the importance of the family businesses and the corporate governance. And now we are talking about something which is a higher level, which is the family office. His Excellency, you just mentioned that there is an organization and you are heading it for family offices. For me, it's a new information to know. It's of course definitely my fault. But increasing this awareness of the importance and the difference between family business and family office and how to do this properly, structurally. I believe if UAE, as usual, usually take the initiative, if you take this initiative in the MENA region as the main hub to raise this main awareness and give people the required training programs for these family people to change from not only family business but to a proper, well-structured family business, family office, and connect them together through such an organization, this will make a huge difference. This will attract the family businesses to build a better step on solid ground and have the connection. Those who already have established this organization.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Roy. There is a lot of misinformation about the region in the international world at the moment. And I think that this is the time for us to be addressing this. We are all ambassadors of... When, if you come and live in Dubai, you become an ambassador of the UAE, whether you like it or not. It just happens. You get such a strong sense of belonging. You really feel that you want to tell the world about this place. But when I talk to clients, even as, you know, as late as yesterday, people tell me, there's so much misinformation about the region. And so we have decided, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity of living with my sensei to learn the travel. We run four family office partners, one in the US, one in Europe, one in Germany, and one in Asia. Each one of those family offices attracts 150 family offices. We have decided, in partnership with the Department of Economy and Tourism, next year, we will host our global family office forum there, and we will bring all of them to Dubai. Because I think the only way that people really understand the opportunities is when they see it on the ground with their own eyes. And I think when you talk about how do we collaborate, we put our money where our mouth is, we get people on an airplane and we say, come here and see what's going on. And I think that is probably the simplest and the most impactful way. Because the rest of the infrastructure is there. I can't really think of a lot of new things that the government needs to do. The government has done a fantastic job creating the infrastructure. It's our responsibility to populate that infrastructure and to get the benefit.
Thank you, I think that's it's a good follow through deliverables of this forum. Thank you so much. Yeah, anybody wants to add further as to how do we go about further? Yes, Mr. Mayor, please.
My perspective, I think collaboration, maybe if we have to be honest, collaboration between family offices or different businesses is not easy, it's challenging. Maybe possible, maybe impossible, as Michal said, we deal with people who we know, right? And Kanu is a school. I will not say Kanu is a family office or a business. In the whole region, Kanu is a school for me and for many others. And what I will say, the trust is earned. And maybe it's easy to know each other, as the lady there said, the government should be a guarantor, maybe, but it's difficult and it's maybe next to the impossible. It's our job to find the right partner and the right business to work with. But at the end of the day, the trust is earned only maybe after trial and error and all this. Now, working within the country or within the region and then global, because the advantage that we have in UAE is giving us the opportunity to work global, with the global family offices, with everybody. Family offices have always been a great contributor to the economy and to the growth, if they are doing their job right, if they are investing and working in the right industries and all that. We have witnessed over the years and over the decades, governments in the region, they have always invited big family offices and trusted family offices, maybe selected family offices, to participate in major projects and major ventures. And I think that addresses the point of having the government as a guarantor, because if the government is selecting and recommending certain family offices to work in a project, it means these guys are endorsed, right? They have been in the business for long. And you can see it over the region in many businesses and in many areas. But at the end of the day, the question is, are we going to look at each other as competitors at the end of the day? Or we are going to look at ourselves as partners in the business?
Now this is a challenge. It's not easy. The question to answer, and there's no straight answer for that. But I think this is the challenge which makes our business much more interesting and much more fun.
I think it's a complex problem to deal with. Within the family office and the family business, the generational issue of passing on the wealth and sustaining it going is very difficult. And trust me, it's not easy to convince a Gen Z or Gen Alpha to the family. They have their own world, which is an Instagram world or an LLM world, you know, how they operate that. And then building that trust. Well, I think competition is important. Competition can be in a different form. The trust is very, very important to start. That can only happen at the senior level. When the seniors and the family trust each other and they translate back to the generation that we are, this is a trustworthy family or a trustworthy friend. I think that is the solution. One can compete in different technologies or different innovation areas, and that's the right place. Or even can compete in a different market altogether. Right? So I have seen this, being very clearly laid out in different families and different mindsets. They don't compete in the same thing, but they do compete in different markets. The like with medic suits, if you see very clearly, at least part process is very, very clear, especially when you put the family offices. So I think we're almost very near to the end of the session, but I would just like to take one dual suggestion, and then we can go for a final round. If anybody wants to add a hand or praise excellency for the closing remarks.
The input overall is just that I very well agree. The very important aspect is the mindset. And what I have experienced in the recent past is that the experts, they take care of the overall calling, be it any decision making for the family business or a family office. And now when the second generation or the third generation, let's call it as next generation, now when the next generation is coming up, they know that they can do it. At the same time, they are willing to take help from the experts. I think that has increased the level of trust in those family offices or family businesses that we talk about, that the next generation is there to take up the help from the experts themselves. And I think that has helped in building an ecosystem altogether. I myself, if you call, I am also a Gen Z. But yes, we are able to do things, we are able to solve things only because, yes, we know how to take help. And we are fortunate that we have people like you all around us, all the experts, and who are able to help us in addressing all these in a very rightful manner. In the initial previous conversation where I was trying to raise a point, somehow I feel, yes, I got a bit nervous. And then I saw how Madam was able to deliver that thing in a very right format. So I'll say I am able to learn over here from the experts, and I think that is what NextGen is doing. They are here, they know that we can do things, but we need help from the experts to do all those things. So that's just my point, being a NextGen, wanted to add to this.
My intent is not to do the Gen Z in general, but I can assure you that they are fast modern, at least from my side of it, to my family. They know things far more, I don't know how they get that. Yes, thank you so much. I think any last comments, Mr. Vice?
Thank you. So during the IEM conference, we launched the Africa GCC Council. And as advisory board, if you need any help in Africa, we can assist you and find the best partner there. Thank you.
Nothing to add, but we're grateful for insights, for information discussed, for how you look at the businesses, the growth, the potential. And again, no one understands family life, the family itself. While experts will be always there for the support and help. Nevertheless, this place is a place to grow. So as His Excellency has mentioned, don't hesitate. We can as a government to take you over to other places that we open opportunities for the private sector to come. We have a business that we're coming in. At the same time, do what you know I do really look into opportunities around, and whenever there is a chance that people come back to us for a consultation or feedback and all that, the government is all ears. We learn from you, and whatever we develop, we develop. Thank you very much.